Hello, it's good to see everybody here today and sticking it out for the long session. Yeah, my name is Carl Motzenbacher. I'm a professor of horticulture and sustainable agriculture, and I have a teaching appointment. I used to have a research teaching and extension. Now I just have a teaching and extension, and with my teaching, I often had my students doing farm-to-school projects, so I kind of got into that about 20 years ago. And then I've been continuing kind of on the side, and then this kind of turned into actually more like a full-time job with me. I'd like to acknowledge my team. So we were approached by the Department of Education in Louisiana to create a farm-to-school project. And this is my team. I'm really blessed to have these wonderful people. So we started about 2 years ago, and we started with two people, and I have three full-time people and a couple part-time people working with us and two graduate students. And I've always stressed with my team that farm to school is part of local food systems. And that's something that even with my administration, because when you talk to people about farm to school, they usually just think of gardens. And they don't think about the whole component of that. And so here I list, this is from one of my classes, just listing the different components that I kind of look at when I think about farm to school in relation to local foods and, you know, gardens, different kinds of gardens. And in Louisiana, I've been involved with different aspects of this. This is kind of like what I do in my free time. So our farm to school program, as I mentioned, we started in 2016. So in the wisdom of the legislature, they decided to pass a resolution saying that the Department of Ag and Forestry and the Department of Education should get together with the land-grant universities and start a farm to school program without any funds. You know, typical thing, right? So we had, and then I had a phone call from the Department of Education because I've had two specialty crops block grants, which were really fortunate to start doing some farm to school work. And we also applied for a USDA farm to school conference grant in 2015. We put on a conference, a farm to school conference. And so this is actually funding through the Department of Education Division of Nutrition Services, and it's their funds, and they give us we have like currently a 3-year agreement with them to do this. So I wanted just to go through some of the work that we're doing. So one aspect of our project is Market Maker. Are you all familiar with Market Maker? Any of you? Market Ready? So Market Ready, Market Maker usually comes out of the Department of Ag Economics, and we were trained in how to do Market Ready training. So that's training farmers on better business practices. And so we were trained, and this is out of the University of Kentucky, their Ag Business Department, and wonderful program that we were putting on, and Alessandro is the lead for that. We had agreed to also develop a farm to school handbook. We have an online website with all these materials that we've been developing, and our program director Crystal is the main person for that. Crystal has a background in public health and nutrition. She was a county agent in Tennessee, so she has the task of working with the school nutrition directors on how to buy, how to source local. And that, if you've ever dealt in that realm, that is quite a task. And so that's what her main focus is. And then we're also supporting, in general, farm-to-school programs. For instance, this year we funded a farm-to-school leadership certificate program as part of our project. And we have an annual conference. So we had a conference in 2015 that was funded by USDA. And then as part of our agreement, we've had two conferences, and we're going to have one in October, which is Farm-to-School Month. And they have Sydney working on that. And then last year, the Department of Education said they wanted to double our effort, so we were able to hire a communications person to just work on extension publications, networking. So that's been really nice to do that, because that's not something that I am really good at and want to spend a lot of time with. So we do have a conference. It's been quite exciting to have this, and one of the things we did last year is we had a Meet the Buyers reception. I'm going to do that again. So we're bringing in farmers to meet. And there was a school nutrition meeting the day of that. So a lot of the school nutrition directors were there meeting with the farmers. And so we're kind of looking at the whole aspect of, you know, local food systems and how does farm to school fit in there. And you can see we're going to have our conference coming up in October. And so to me, you know, farm to school is about sourcing locally, promoting local food coming into schools. If you look at the statistics, you can see, you know, the economics of this. Federal funds coming into schools to purchase locally. If we could just take 10 or 20% of that and divert it to local sales. And this could be, you know, fruits and vegetables, but also we're looking, you know, poultry, dairy, meat products, condiments. And so the question is, you know, why should we buy local food? It is fresher, tastier, more nutritious, supports local farmers, you know, the economic dollar. And the one that I'm personally interested in is food literacy, teaching children where our food comes from. It doesn't always come from the grocery store. It comes from farmers, people that you know in your community. And it is an economic driver. There's some good references on that, but it is a job creator. And this is one of the things I've been thinking more about with my administrators, because a lot of times, as I said, they don't really understand farm to school and the importance of it is in our local economies, increasing farmland, increasing transparency, accountability. So there's a lot of good things about this. And if you look at the literature, there's a lot of benefits for students. There's a whole host of research that's been done on this and the benefit for children. Maybe just exercise, you know, and I've volunteered a lot in schools working with children and seeing the benefits. So this slide is from the National Farm to School Network, and it gives the three components of farm to school, you know, education, procurement, school gardens. And so with procurement, you know, using local food in schools, either in the cafeteria or as a snack or a taste test. You know, the education component, delivering curriculum, opportunities for agriculture, food health, nutrition education, and then school gardens, and we often rely on our master gardeners to work with that. And so what our main focus is on Harvest of the Month. Are any of you familiar with the Harvest of the Month? This started out in California maybe 15 or 20 years ago. And so this is what we consider like our gateway to farm to school. And so here's a list of some of the activities that relate to farm to school: purchasing local produce, teaching classroom lessons about local agriculture, school gardens, farm trips, taste tests. So Harvest of the Month is one local fruit or vegetable or other item that's highlighted each month. And so we've been working with colleagues around the country. There's a lot of good literature that's out there, a lot of programs, you know, purchasing local through the schools, either in the cafeteria or as a taste test, and we've been developing recipes and educational materials that go with this. So this is a list of some of the resources that we have. If anybody's interested, you can send us an email. But I developed a What's in Season guide, a school food guide for local food purchasing, taste test guide. We have a compendium of lessons that we're collecting from around the country in terms of educational lessons related to Harvest of the Month items, and all host of other things. So Harvest of the Month posters, recipes, a calendar, newsletter, coloring pages, and we have our website, which is our repository. So what are some of the success stories that we've had? One of the things that we had a pilot study in three cities in the state, and in East Baton Rouge Parish, large urban school system, like 86 schools. We had one school, and one of the things that was really nice at the end of this was that they were starting to purchase local sweet potatoes and baking potatoes instead of using canned sweet potatoes in the cafeteria. You know, canned in syrup. And also, we've had, if you can imagine having eggplant pizza, topped with spaghetti sauce and mozzarella cheese. And you would think kids would not want to eat that, right? As an example. So in summary, local food systems connect the goals of sustainable agriculture, farm to school, and I think we all, as horticulturalists, understand the importance of the local food economy, growing food, food literacy, and the economic benefit when our schools purchase local food to feed our students. And I wanted to acknowledge, as I mentioned, the Specialty Crop Block Grant. That is something that, we should all kind of look to. Our society was instrumental in us getting that particular grant program for each of the states. We were able to get a conference grant, and then we're really fortunate to have this USDA Child Nutrition Program funding. I've learned more about this. Some states, the lead would be the Department of Agriculture. Some states, it's the Department of Education. With us, we were very fortunate to have them come to us and provide this funding. So I can tell you that, it's $1.8 million over three years. And so I've been trying to keep my regular teaching, and I'm also the Sustainable Ag SARE coordinator for the state. So it's been a pleasure to present an overview of our program in Louisiana. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. I think I have...
lots of time for questions.
Yes.
I was just curious if you have ever had to deal with or have strategies to deal with contractual issues that the schools might be under. Do you wait until contracts are up? Do you have training to work on negotiating contracts with other farmers versus larger distributors of vegetables?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. The question was about contracts and dealing with farmers. So this is not my area. I let actually Crystal deal with this, but if you want to send me a follow-up email, I can help you with this. So there is the federal government has a local food purchasing option where you don't have to use a contract, so you can actually do a bid process. So that is a real issue that we have around the state, because most of the school nutrition directors say, well, we have these rules we got to follow, we can't do this. So for instance, they can go out, if you want to have a harvest of the month strawberries at a school, they can actually it's either phone quotes or a micro purchase, and there's guidelines for this. So each state is different. Yeah, which state are you in? Yeah, I'm not familiar with what they have there, but I know in our state we have the same. It's over $200,000 that you can go through this other purchasing option. So part of it is an educational process to go out and tell them that, yes, you can go through this and show them how to do this. But then you have to link the farmers with the school system too. Yeah, so it's actually a very difficult process, I would say. Yes, over here. Right. So the question was about the sustainability of gardens and putting in school gardens. So I am fortunate to have a colleague at LSU that is our school gardening person, Dr. Kiki Fontenot. And as I mentioned, she just did a school garden leadership certificate program. So it was like a whole week, 5 days, half a day was horticulture, half a day was education, and a lot of that had to deal with sustainability. But I do agree with you. I've put in school gardens myself, so a lot of I think a lot of people are working with master gardeners and training. I know down in New Orleans, for instance, they have a school garden network, so they're working directly with them. But yeah, it is. Yeah, this is actually not my area. I actually work with a couple schools personally. I volunteer with schools with a local nonprofit, and so we work directly with teachers, and it's usually small scale. The gardens I put in, I normally would put in 2 4-by-8 beds at a school first and see, instead of putting in 8 or 10 beds or garden rows in. So
thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.